Okay, so we are going to move on in the Nefesh HaChaim. I want to learn the other sefer of Reb Chaim V'lozhiner, Nefesh HaChaim, where he talks about the piece that we started yesterday. We started yesterday a piece about tefillah, and we were saying how tefillah is mekasher the hashpah of the olamos. That means that just like in the physical world, hashpah comes down, but there's another hashpah that goes up. You know, rain comes down, but the moisture goes up to supply the clouds with rain. So in the spiritual world, it's the same thing. That the connection to Torah is what the Torah is what has the hashpah to bring the hashpah down, but the what brings the hashpah up is avoda, is the karbanis. And the karbanah is basically, you know, you're bringing up the nefesh of the animal. And then he says, nowadays, tefillah is b'makom karbanos, right? In the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he expounds on this idea. And Nefesh HaChaim is composed of four sha'arim, four gates, and each one has prakim in it. So this piece is in Shaar Beis, Perek Yudalet. And he says the following. Omnam beir akasav hanal b'tchilas dvarinu ul'ovdoi b'chol u'nafshechem. That you're supposed to serve Hashem with your whole nefesh. She'avodas ha'tfilah ha'shlema. The full proper way to serve Hashem with tefillah, tzricha she'te'im ha'nefesh. It has to be with your neshama. Here he refers to nefesh more like neshama. Mu'inyan godol liyodem u'mevin ektzav. Anyone that understands anything knows that you have to use your neshama to daven. Okay, she'yasmet ha'odam tefillah se'bezos ha'madrego. When a person continuously davens on that level, she's bar yitvaseif lo tahara al taharos, he will continue to be tar. And he says the following, kimatzinu b'kama makomos b'mikra uvidivrei razal. We find in many places in Chazal, she'atfila nekras b'shem nefesh. Tfila is called the very soul, the very nefesh of the person. Kikama hilchas ha'gavarti b'ikri ha'tfila ika l'mishma mikrai d'chana. We learn many halachos of tfila from Chana, from the incident when Chana was davening. What does it say by Chana? Va'eshpoch es nafshi. I threw out my nefesh with Hashem in front of Hashem. V'ksiv barachi nafshi as Hashem. We say in Rosh Chodesh. My nefesh. So haluli nafshi. So tefillah is an expression of the neshama, not of the mouth. Even though we use our mouth to say prayers, but tefillah is not an expression of your mouth. It's an expression of your neshama. Okay? Ve'inyan. She'avodas ha'tefillah hi b'mokom avodas ha'korbanos. Tefillah is in the place of korbanos. Okay? So tefillah is in the place of korbanos. Tefillah is in the place of korbanos. And what's it called? So tefillah is in the place of korbanos. Let me just go back there. Okay. Ukimosh inyan a korban hayalahalus nefesh habehema lemaila. Just like the concept of a korban is you bring the nefesh of the animal up. V'lachin ikar kapara tali bizrikas adam. What's the main part of the korban? Not the meat. The main part of the korban is the blood. If you lose the meat, you still get the korban. If you lose the blood, the korban is no good. The blood is the main thing. You have to put the blood on the korban, on the mizbeach. Why? Hu anefesh, because the blood is the nefesh of the person and of the animal. V'chein haktar sa'imurim. And even putting the flesh, ikar mula kavanas ha'alas ha'nefesh. It's to bring the nefesh of the animal up. Kain ikar inyan atfilahu, and that's the concept of tefillah. Lahalos, to raise up the limsar, will give over, uladabik nafshoy, and to connect your nefesh, lamaila to Hashem. Kikoach hadibur, and how does that express itself physically in the world? Kikoach hadibur shalaadam nikra nefesh, because even your speech is really an expression of your nefesh. That's a spiritual fat power. When the pasuk says Hashem made a person into a nefesh, tirgum unklus. The unklus translates it as ruach memalua. So when Hashem gave a nefesh to a person, it means he gave him the ability to speak. That's what the Targum says. V'chein nir la'ayin. And he says that's true physically too. Shebechol dibur sha'adam moitzi mipiv. When a person speaks, yoitzi mipiv ruach v'hevel alev. It's the piece of the neshama coming out. Hadibur hu ikra nefesh ha'adam. The dibur is the primary purpose of the person. Shezei yisro adam in a bam. That's what makes you special, more than animals. In Cain, kol teva yoitzi mipi adam, hikoach v'chelet minafsho. A word that comes out of your mouth is like a part of your neshama. Okay? Sorry. Now, he has a haggah here, but I don't know where he goes off the haggah. V'lachein nikra carbon. Why is a carbon? Why is it called a carbon? El al shem shemikarev. It brings close hatsuros hakadoshes. It brings close our neshama back to its source. V'amulareach nichoach. And it brings a nice smell to Hashem. Ruach yored umisiyachi batzuras hakadosh. This is already a Kabbalah concept. Ayin Zohar, that it says, you know, that concept of a carbon is it connects the neshama. It brings it back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it belongs, right? That what we said in the beginning, the neshama is part of Hashem. The carbon brings it back up. It takes away the physicality that surrounds the neshama. You strip the neshama of the physicality that it's surrounded in, and then it can connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the physicality. And once we lost the avodah in the base of Mikdash, we put tefillah in its place. Also tefillah sigulasa. The concept is lekasher, to connect uliyached ha'olamos ad le'elo le'elo be'ein soif baruchu, to connect the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the idea that what you're doing with your tefillah is that you are connecting your neshama back to its source. Okay, he brings down all sorts of different zohars here. And he says, the whole concept of tefillah, from the beginning until after Shmoneh Esrei, to bring the worlds back. So you're reconnecting what's in the physical world back up to the spiritual. Okay? I'm going to go to the paragraph that we just skipped. I'm going to go to that later. I want to go to this paragraph. Lazos, therefore, when you are about to daven, Yafshit gufoy me'al nafshoy. So now, this sounds like a very, very spiritual high level, right? Yafshit gufoy, take off your guf. Yafshit is like if you're wearing a coat. If you're wearing a coat, you're poshet the coat. You take off the coat, right? So what happens if you want to take off your body so that you're left with a spiritual neshama? So he said, yafshit gufoy, take off your body for temporarily. Me'al nafshoy, from your nefesh. How do you do that? How do you take off your guf temporarily? I mean, you know, sounds like a high level. Hainu, he means shiyaser kora ayone ha'havolim ha'boim mikorach haguf. Stop thinking about all of the narishkeit and all the menial things that the guf reminds you of. So if while you're davening, you're thinking about, I wonder if there's going to be, you know, are we having turkey or pastrami for supper? You know, I'm like, I want a pastrami, but maybe salami, I'm not sure. So if that's what you're thinking about, so then you, the whole time you're davening, you're a goof person. Right? You're in your goof world right now. You're not elevating yourself above the goof world, right? You're just right now, you know. You know, I'm really not sure. Is it going to be vanilla or chocolate ice cream for dessert? You know, you know, like one time, I remember one time, on Purim in Rei Yeshiva and Pesach, so the Rosh Yeshiva, some boys came to complain to the Rosh Yeshiva on Purim. And they said, the ice cream for dessert on Shabbos is very, very schwach. The ice cream is really bad ice cream for dessert on Shabbos. So Rosh Yeshiva said, there are times in a person's life where what you're expressing is an expression of your neshama. And Purim is one of those times. If you're complaining about ice cream, then your neshama is ice cream. That's what it is. So in other words, that you know, the concept that you're supposed to be thinking of is at the time of the tefillah, is you're supposed to get out of the gashmias. The things which the guf reminds you of, shenechkeku, v'nizdabku b'nafsho, those things that have been connecting to your neshama the whole time, shalot yavodas tefillah rak b'nefesh, that the tefillah should be only with the nefesh. How do you do that? V'hu, shekoydem omdu b'tefillah, before you daven, tzarech levatel, u'lahasar me'alav b'machshavtoi, kol tahanuge aguf v'hana'osav, you should start thinking, take out of your mind the enjoyments of the guf, what makes the guf happy. You should just think that the guf is a machitza. The guf is in the way. My neshama is about to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's in this world. Now is the time, once a day or three times a day, to bring the neshama back up. So what's getting in the way is the guf. So you shouldn't be thinking about the guf, even though you're davening. Ki'ilu einoi bal guf klal, as if you were being a neshama, v'rak nafsho levada hiyam edeveres. And therefore, it's your neshama is speaking to Hashem. That's what you should be thinking when you are making that, when you're getting ready to daven. Uvedabre kol tseva, and every word you say, shikoach v'chelek minafshoi, that the words are expression in your neshama, yadvik bareusa me'oid, you should connect to it in a very strong way, litin v'lishpoich by nafshoi mamish lagamri. That's why tefillah is called barchi nafshi es Hashem. When you reach that level, your tefillah is barchi nafshi. It's just my nefesh talking. My guf is not talking. My guf, maybe the words are coming, but it's my nefesh talking. Like we saw in the Ruach HaIm yesterday, that these words were created by Nevi'im to allow the Neshama to express itself in the most spiritual way. So you have to say the words, but the point is not the words. The point is the Neshama. Okay? Now, yeah, come in. The point is the Neshama. Okay? Now, the
odds... If somebody's thinking about not goof, but like otherworldly events, is that essentially the goof? If they think about the business matters, they're not thinking about their goof per se, what they want to eat or whatever their desires, but they're not necessarily.
It's definitely 100%. It's definitely not the level that he's talking about. You know, that's for sure. Now I'm gonna tell you something. Then you will be considered ki'iluhu mesulak mizah ha'olam. It's like as if you're connecting to an upper world. You're not in this world. V'humi bnei aliyah lamayla. It's like you're in the upper worlds. Okay, now. Ad shegam achar ha'tfila yikshalo me'oid. It's going to be so, you've reached such a high level that after davening, you got to go to work. You like forgot about what's work. Okay, time for breakfast. Breakfast? One second. So he says, you should reach the level. How am I going to turn my face now to go eat breakfast? What's the connection? What breakfast have to do with anything? So he says, that's the pshat and the famous Gemara and Brachas, Gevaldik. He says, the Gemara and Brachas says, Ke'inyan chasidim arishoinim. The Gemara says, by the chasidim arishoinim, we learned it. The chasidim arishoinim, it says that they would be shoya. They waited an hour before davening. Then it took them an hour to daven, and then an hour after davening. So 3 hours a day for shachris, 3 for mincha, 3 for ma'ariv. So the Gemara says if they davened for 9 days, 9 hours a day, how did they learn? How did they make money? How did they do anything? But that's what the Gemara says. So the question is, very nice that it took them an hour to get ready for davening. I could hear that. You got to get rid of everything in your head, get ready for davening. I could hear that it takes an hour to daven. What's the deal with the hour after davening? What's up with that? So Nefesh HaChaim says, this is the pshat. Because they, during that hour before davening, they went up the 95, I'm saying. They were all the way up in Shemayim. They forgot about the guf. Now they daven. Okay, time for breakfast. Well, breakfast, they have to come down the ladder now. So it took them an hour to detox, to decompress from the spiritual state, to come back down to the world, go work for a couple minutes, come back get ready for mincha. So therefore, that was the Chassidim Rishonim. That's what the Gemara says. But it's a gvaldik upshot. And what does it mean that they waited an hour before davening? An hour after. What's the hour after? So he says, this is the hour after. Okay? V'hu shekosav gankin ha'arizal al tam zekedei lahashis. Okay, that's the Arizal. We're not going to get involved in that.
When he's talking about Chassidim, he's not talking about the Chassidim that he was criticizing earlier.
No, he's saying whoever the Gemara is. Right? He's saying what the Gemara
is. Because the Chassidim earlier was saying that they think about is the barn.
Right, exactly. Correct.
Different Chassidim. This is just, it means like righteous people, not necessarily...
Righteous people. No, this is... these Chassidim Rishonim is quoted in the Mishnah. It's way before the Baal Shem Tov came around. This is the Chassidim in the Mishnah, right? So, and that's what it says. V'zeh shekasav kan, and that's pshat in the Pasuk. When it says, u'la'avdoi b'chol nafshechem. Now you know what it means, la'avdo, to serve Hashem, b'chol nafshechem, with your whole nefesh. Don't let the guf get involved. Don't let the guf get in the way. Okay? Now, this, even though it sounds like an extraordinarily high level, right? Sounds like, whoa, this is, Rabbi, calm down, This sounds like a major, very high level. But I'm going to show you something incredible, because this level is expected from every yid. Every yid is expected to reach this level. And I'm going to show you. Okay?
We have a problem.
Why? You know this thing with, there was a story with the Chazon Ish, but it was also a story. It was the same story with the, it was the same story with the Rav Avadia Yosef, exact same story, basically. But the story with the Chazon Ish was that they, the story with the Chazon Ish was that they, I'm trying to find the Mishnah Berurah here. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to get it because I don't think I, oh, I know where to find it. Okay, I'm going to find it somewhere else. So the Chazon Ish, one time, they asked him, did you eat breakfast? You know, what happened was Rav Shlomo Lawrence, who was a Chaver Knesset, had come to the Chazon Ish to discuss an issue, an important issue. And it was before, it was in the morning. He was on the way to the Knesset and he wanted to discuss with Chazon Ish the issue. So the Chazon Ish said to him, you know, so but Rebbe, I don't want to talk to you. If you didn't eat breakfast, you got to eat breakfast. So Chazon Ish said, look, I have no idea if I ate breakfast. Makes no difference to me. I don't feel any difference before breakfast and after breakfast. I just know if I don't eat, I'm going to die. So go ask the people in the kitchen that make my meal if they made breakfast yet. Because I have no... if they made breakfast and they gave it to me, I ate. If they didn't, I didn't. I don't know. And Chacham Avadia, the exact same story with Chacham Avadia, a very similar story that they said, they asked him what bracha is like a food, pizza, I think, what bracha? So or whatever food. So he said, I have no idea. I don't know. So this is what it looks like. I don't know. She said, well, you don't know. That's what you had for lunch. You don't know what bracha you made? He said, I don't know. They put food. My wife tells me what bracha to make, and that's it. I don't even know what I ate. What do you mean I ate it for lunch? I don't know what I ate for lunch. So the goof didn't get in the way, you know. Now, I just want to show you one thing, if I can, that this level, okay, we're going to have to do it tomorrow because I don't want to go over time. So tomorrow I'm going to show you how this level is expected from every yid, and then we'll continue in the Ruach Chaim as well. Okay, but this piece of the Nefesh HaChaim is very, very fundamental, very important.
And, beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.